It's WKAR's Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. The future of the wolves of Isle Royale National Park is in question. The National Park Service is taking public comment for another month about the situation. Current State's Melissa Benmark has more. What's happening, Melissa?
Well, there have been a number of public meetings. Those were mostly this week and in the Upper Peninsula. But the public comment meeting online is open until the end of August. Basically, the situation is there's just three wolves left on the island. The moose population is soaring. Fewer natural predators. The way forward as to what to do about all this has not been decided. Well, earlier this week, I spoke with Rolf Peterson. He's the Michigan Technological University professor of wildlife ecology who's been studying the changing wolf and moose populations for decades.
Well, wolves and moose have been fluctuating for the whole last half century. They've been counted each year since 1959. The wolves have ranged between a high of 50 to the current low, which is just 3, an average about 23 or so. And then moose have fluctuated between just 500 and 2,500, and average about 1,100 or so. Right now, there are 1,250 moose, approximately, and then just 3 wolves. The moose are increasing very dramatically, and the wolves are on their last legs, I'd have to say.
My understanding is that the wolves are relatively recent, but have the moose always been, or at least in terms of human history, been on Isle Royale?
Well, there's no historical records of moose prior to the early 1900s. And so they've been on the island. They got over to the island somehow in the early 20th century, and so they've been there over 100 years. Wolves have been there since the late 1940s in this last go-around. They may have been there in the past, but there is no historical record.
So I understand that Michigan Tech University has been doing this research project on Isle Royale and that it's the longest continuous study of predator-prey systems pretty much in the world. Talk about the value of something like that to the scientific community.
Well, Isle Royale is a system where we aren't hunting wolves and moose. We're not killing them, and we're not harvesting the forest. And that combination is not found anywhere else in the world. And it also has the attributes of being a relatively simple, with just a single predator and single prey. So it's a simple system. The animals significantly are stuck there. They can't come and go readily, and that makes our annual counts much more meaningful in terms of understanding what the population processes are going on. That combination of circumstances is not found anywhere else in the world.
What factors do you think have been most responsible for the decline in wolf population over the last few years?
Well, the reason the wolves are in such poor shape now and declining quickly is inbreeding. What's led to the inbreeding is a declining frequency of ice bridges that connect Isle Royale to the mainland. And in past decades, that gene flow was maintained by the wolves themselves, who came and went across that ice at a very, it was quite rare. In fact, we are only aware of 2 or 3 cases in which wolves have gone one way or the other, and only 2 cases in which they've come in, well, 3 cases where they've come from the mainland to the island. And that was that rare but a significant gene flow which kept the population from becoming severely inbred as it is now. So in the 1960s, we had perhaps ice bridges 4 years out of 5, and now it's less than 1 year out of 10.
So essentially, the refresher of new wolves coming across from the mainland is just not happening.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's a genetic refresher.
Explain to us the nature of the debate. I know there's some public comment periods now. About the future of the wolves on Isle Royale. Some people want to let nature take its course. Some people are talking about what can we do to save the wolves or increase the wolves. Can you kind of tell us what sides are saying in this debate?
Well, I guess those that would argue against any intervention would be putting all their money on the wilderness, extreme wilderness interpretation, where they believe humans have have absolutely no role in wilderness areas. The let nature take its course is a kind of a cute phrase, but it implies something pretty profound, and that is that we aren't natural, that humans aren't natural. If we're not natural, what are we, actually? It's a profound philosophical debate that's been going on for centuries, so we're not going to solve that in the next 30 days. But the Wilderness Act, which is the federal legislation that establishes the possibility of designated wilderness, does not say that humans have no role in wilderness. It was intended to limit development of wilderness areas, keep modern civilization out of wilderness, roads particularly, wheeled vehicles, that sort of thing. It never had the intent to restrict natural processes. In fact, the word untrammeled is key in the Wilderness Act, and the dictionary definition means unrestricted. So we don't want to restrict nature, and wolves are the most natural thing for moose there is. And predation is a key natural process. So I think the wilderness purists have simply misinterpreted the Wilderness Act. In terms of science and ecological health, the appropriate thing to do would be to get the wolf population going as soon as possible. And it doesn't require constant maintenance. I mean, you can monitor genetic viability maybe once every 20 years or so. You should need to dump another wolf out there. But it's nothing that's terribly interventionist at all.
What are the ramifications of having a moose population that does not have any natural predators on Isle Royal?
Oh, the increase without limits imposed by predators, at least, and they're limited ultimately by starvation and severe degradation of the habitat. And you can look around North America for a few national parks, particularly in Canada, where that is the case. Moose populations without wolves or without bears, and there is severe degradation of the forest, elimination of some plant species. The moose themselves suffer nutritionally and developmentally from poor nutrition. And in Parks Canada, where they don't have the option in some cases of introducing wolves, they've taken to shooting moose involving helicopters and everything they can to get moose density down from its unreasonably high level, where it's doing a lot of damage.
Are you willing to share what your thoughts are on what you feel ought to happen on Isle Royal?
Oh, sure. I've made no secret of that. I mean, for years, my colleague John Vustich and I have tried to encourage the Park Service to do a genetic rescue, which 2, 3, 4 years ago would have been quite easy to do just by introducing a wolf or two from the mainland that would mate with resident wolves. And the recessive genes that are expressed now would be hidden and masked and not operational. But now it's too late for genetic rescue of that sort. So now I would recommend just getting that wolf population restarted as soon as possible, which would mean bringing breeders over, males and females both, from the mainland.
So rather than refreshing the population, you're actually relocating a population.
Yeah, and if you could do that before all the wolves are completely gone, there's a chance that some of the resident wolves might eventually breed with newcomers. But the time is pretty short for that to happen.
Folks who are into nature and into Isle Royal, if the wolves come up, Rolf Peterson comes up, your name comes up. You are the face of the wolves on Isle Royal, I guess, the human face for a lot of people. And you've written and done interviews and been in publications. And it looks, just looking at your materials, that you've spent a heck of a lot of your life on this project. But you're in your 60s now. So where does this go after you retire? Or don't you retire?
Oh, I actually retired formally 9 years ago. But
oh.
I'm still involved as a research professor. My successor is John Vucetich, who's currently at Michigan Tech, so I have no concerns about the research itself being able to continue as long as there's a predator-prey system there to study.
Not too long ago, I believe it was Senator Tom Coburn was quoted as saying that Isle Royal was a waste of money. Do you worry about that kind of sentiment?
Well, I think he was referring to the annual budget for Isle Royal National Park, and the number of visitors that go to Isle Royale. That's always been a challenge, I think, for the Park Service, because it is the least visited national park, certainly in the lower 48. But one of the prime values of the park, actually, is science. The National Park Service is not the primary funder of science, wolf moose science, at Isle Royale, and a very small portion of its budget is devoted to that. So I don't think Senator Coburn knows much about wolves and moose at Isle Royale, or what the actual resource allocation might be for that, for science there. But there is certainly a significant value of Isle Royale for people that never go there, just the contemplative value of knowing there's a place where wolves and moose coexist and carry on their evolutionary interactions without being killed by people.
Well, Ralph Peterson, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Take care. Thanks very much.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.
And you can find a link to the National Park Service public comment area by going to isleroyalwolf.org and click on the link on the lower left of the page. Remember that royal is spelled with an E on the end.